Hello.
Hello, I'm calling from Metro Research. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing Massachusetts and the schools in your area. This is a research study, not a sales call. Your household was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. So let me ask you, are you at least 18 years old and a resident of Massachusetts?
Yes.
Thank you. And how many children are living with you and attending kindergarten through 12th grade?
Yes, I have two kids.
Two kids. Thank you very much.
For the, yeah.
And what is your age?
9 and 11.
Just your age.
My age? 46.
46. Thank you very much. And how are you, do you describe your gender?
Female.
And how would you describe your race?
Asian.
Thank you very much. What grades are your children currently in?
Third and fifth.
A third and fifth.
Yeah.
Is that correct? Thank you.
Yes.
Now, which of the following best describes the schools where your children are enrolled this year? A public school run by a school district, a public charter school, a parochial or a Catholic school, a non-Catholic, private or independent school, homeschooling or another format?
Public school.
Public school run by a school district?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, you mentioned you had a third grade child. The following several questions will be about this child's school. The first, which of the following best describes the school where your third child is enrolled this year? Is it a public school run by a school district, a public charter school, a parochial Catholic school, a non-Catholic private or independent school, homeschool, or another format?
Public school run by school district.
Thank you. When it comes to your third grade child's progress in reading this school year, would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not at all concerned.
Thank you. And to the best of your knowledge, is your third grade child reading at the level expected for students their age group?
Yes.
And has your third grade child's pediatrician ever discussed with you how you can support your child reading development at home?
I don't help them. Yeah, they can do by themselves.
Oh, so no, they don't. They have not.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And what information do you use to understand your third grade child's progress in reading and writing? English language arts or MCAS, information from my child's teacher, literacy screeners such as iReady, Early Bird, Dibbles, or Star, parent-teacher conferences, conversations with my child, grades or report cards, or other you would like to specify?
Teacher conference.
Teacher conference, and another one that you would like to add?
English.
Or is that the
MCAS, yeah.
MCAS, thank you. Now, do you agree or disagree with the following statement? I have received feedback about my third grade child's reading progress this year from their school.
Yes.
And do you
agree?
Lisa, yes, agree. And do you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strong agree.
Thank you. Does your third grade child's school provide any of the following resources to children who need help with reading? Resources to use at home to help practice reading, small group instruction, one-on-one instruction from a specialist, access to an outside specialist.
Oh.
a specific diagnosis or to help you understand what the child's reading challenges are, or something else that you would like to specify?
No.
And none of the above?
None. No.
Thank you very much. And have you ever looked for help outside of school to support your third grade child's reading progress? For example, hired a tutor.
Looking for help. Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. When your third grade child is reading at home and they come across an unfamiliar word, which of the following best reflects their approach? They try to guess the word based on context clues such as pictures or other words in the sentence. Is it the first one? Because the second one was they sound out the left in the word and try and say them together to make a word. Or neither of these approaches. Was it still the first
one? The first one. Yeah.
Thank you. Now, how effective do you think your child's school has been so far at teaching your third grade child to read? Do you think it's very effective, effective, not too effective, or not at all effective?
Effective, yeah.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And do you know what curriculum is used in your third grade child's school for reading or English language art classes? By curriculum, we mean the types of instructional materials, methods, and classes the school uses to teach a specific subject.
No.
Thank you. And thinking about the tools and methods the teachers use in the classroom to help kids learn how to read, how familiar are you with each of the following? Phonics? Are you very familiar? Somewhat familiar?
Yeah, very familiar, yeah.
Thank you. The next one is three cueing or cueing?
No.
Not too familiar or not at all familiar with three cueing or cueing?
Not at all familiar.
Thank you. The next one is reading recovery.
Yes.
Are you very familiar or just somewhat?
Somewhat familiar.
Somewhat. The next one is sound it out.
Sound it out. Yeah, very familiar.
The next one is textbooks by Fontes and Pinnell.
No.
Not too familiar or not at all familiar?
Not at all familiar.
Thank you. The next one is whole language.
Whole language.
Are you familiar?
Yeah, very familiar.
Very familiar, okay. And the next one is sight word list or flashcards. Are you very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar with that?
Somewhat familiar.
And the last one on the list is guessing from context.
Guessing from context, somewhat familiar.
Somewhat familiar. Thank you. Now, from what you know, what do you think research has shown is best or most effective way to teach your kids how to read? Cueing, which is guessing words from context and sentence structure. Phonics, sounding out words, or a combination of both?
Both.
Both. And research has found that cueing, which is asking children to guess words from context and sentence structure, does not effectively support reading progress. However, cueing is still a strategy used by many Massachusetts schools. Knowing this, would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned about the use of cueing in some schools?
Somewhat concerned.
Thank you. And how much have you heard or read recently about students in Massachusetts scoring below grade level on reading tests? A great deal, a fair amount, just a little, or nothing at all?
A great deal.
And you mentioned that you have heard or read about students falling behind on reading. What have you heard in a few words?
From the newspaper.
I'm sorry, what was that?
From the newspaper.
And what have you heard in the newspaper?
You mentioned, yeah, the Massachusetts.
Massachusetts falling behind. Thank you very much. Just a moment. All right. And as you may know, more than half of students in Massachusetts are not reading at the expected levels by third grade. Knowing this, would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned about students' overall reading levels in Massachusetts?
So much concerned.
Thank you. And to the best of your knowledge, are schools in Massachusetts required to use evidence-based reading curriculum? That is, curriculum that has proven to work in teaching students how to read or not?
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
Yeah, let me repeat it. To the best of your knowledge, are schools in Massachusetts required to use evidence-based reading curriculum? That is, curriculum that has proven to work in reading, in teaching students how to read or not?
In teaching students how to read.
Yes, evidence-based reading curriculum. We want to know if, to the best of your knowledge, yes?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Thank you. Now, do you think schools should be required to use evidence-based reading curriculum, which means curriculum materials that have that are proven to work in teaching students how to read or not?
Yes.
Is that a definitely yes or probably yes?
Definitely yes.
Thank you. And who do you think should be the most responsible for ensuring students that are reading at expected levels? The state educational officials, parents, school districts, school administrators, schools, or teachers? Hello?
Hello.
Can you hear me? Yes?
Yes.
Did you hear the question? Do you need it again?
No, I say yes.
But we want to know, who do you think should be most responsible for ensuring students are
teacher.
Reading at expected
teacher.
Levels? Teachers?
Teacher.
Another one?
Yeah. School.
Another one again? The schools.
School.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Now, does your third grade child have dyslexia?
Has what?
Dyslexia.
No.
And does your third grade child has an individualized education plan, sometimes called IEP?
No.
Does your third grade child receive services for English language learners, sometimes called ELL?
No.
To the best of your knowledge, does your third grade child identified as LGBTQIA+ or not?
No.
And these last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What languages are spoken regularly at home?
English and Chinese.
And Chinese, is that Vietnamese or Mandarin?
Mandarin.
Thank you. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Last year.
last year of college or?
Thirty-three.
Is that high school, college, postgraduate, master's?
High school.
High school, thank you. And last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just stop me when I get to the right category. Is it below $25,000, 25 to less than $50,000, 50 to less than $75,000, 75 to less than $100,000, 100 to less than $150,000, or more than $150,000?
100 to 150.
Thank you very much. And finally, what is your five-digit zip code?
02184.
Thank you very much. Now, sometimes reporters like to contact survey respondents to conduct a brief follow-up interview. We would need to pass along your answers and your name and phone number to our reporter for this purpose. Your responses to the survey would never be used without in any report without your permission. Would you be willing to be contacted by a reporter?
No.
And would you like to participate in future research, like focus groups and or surveys about Massachusetts and your community? Participants who take part in focus groups will receive a $100 gift card.
No, thank you.
Thank you. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation. We really appreciate it and have a wonderful day.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.